skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Welcome to Live Well with Cantwell. Stay tuned for a different slant on local to global issues that are impacting your life. Here now is Pauline Cantwell.
Good morning and welcome to our show this morning, November 29th. And we have Rosalyn Peterson from Ukiah, California with us again. She is with Agriculture Defense Coalition, and she is gracious enough to get up most Tuesday mornings and be on with us, even though her clock is 3 hours earlier than our clock. So welcome, Rosalyn. Thank you for being with us again today.
Well, thank you for having me on your show as a guest today.
Rosalyn's an expert in agriculture issues and in the contrails, the jet contrails, persistent jet contrails that create clouds, and the unusual weather that is being created and unusual changes in microclimates in relation to agriculture. And she and I have worked together since 2006. And she was a keynote speaker at the United Nations Climate Change Conference and brought these issues to the table. And we both brought the issues of deliberate manipulation of weather and climate. So today we have a full show. So if you have a pen and are sitting where you can write some things down, there are several pieces of legislation being pushed through Congress now that you need to be aware of. So we're going to talk about Social Security, the Social Security heist, and then the Social Security section of the American Jobs Act that's going to be brought before the Senate in the next week. And also, Congress is going to vote next week to explicitly create a police state. So we are here this week, and I wanted to mention that the Climate Change Conference did start in Durban, South Africa, and they have decided at the United Nations that the deals are not going to be made by the top people in governments. They're going to be made by local governments and by corporations, and this agenda, this climate change agenda, is being pushed through in that way. There is a website I discovered yesterday that I would recommend that you look at, and that is IceCap. And it has the latest blogs and latest information on this. We don't have time to talk about it today, but since this conference goes for a while longer, we will come back to it. However, in this website, it said that the White House tree to be erected at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., comes complete with the so-called carbon offsets to pay for its transport 4,200 miles across the country from California. They purchased 80 million tons of carbon credits, and they were purchased from a foundation. I just Googled this morning. It's the Van Eck Forest Foundation used to offset this. And so that's 80 million tons. And I don't know, Rosalyn, did you find out how much they paid per ton for these carbon credits? By any chance?
No, I sent out a request for the information, but it never said how much was paid out for this to this fund to offset this pollution. But see, the thing is, it's not really offsetting pollution. What it is, it's enriching a corporation or, you know, a trust in this case, but it enriches them at taxpayers' expense because someone paid them to offset this pollution, but it doesn't reduce the pollution, and that's the big problem with this. So if you're going to reduce pollution, you reduce it at the source, but if you're going to just offset it, then all you're doing is transferring money from one place to another and enriching some corporation or trust or foundation.
Right, and we've talked about this many times, and this brings a question to my mind. How much are we offsetting at the federal government level with these phony carbon credit derivatives that they have set up? And all this is done in Chicago, the carbon credit market. And so even though we have not been able to pass this cap and tax bill at the national level, these things have been pushed through at the local level here in Connecticut. We're part of REGI, the regional initiative. And a friend just called me right before I went on air and said, there's a hearing tonight in Greenwich. It's 7 o'clock at Town Hall, and that is on an initiative that now you have to set aside a green space on your private property. And I think that is worth showing up for, because that's the type of thing that's being pushed through at the local level, and it means that we don't have control over our private property. So I definitely plan to show up. That's 7 o'clock tonight at the Town Hall. And I just found out about it because Sunday was my anniversary and I didn't read Sunday's paper. We went into New York and Sunday's paper is sitting there, but it was announced there. So the climate conference is taking place. There's about 10,000 people over there for this big thing that happens every year. And almost 200 governments, but they don't expect much to happen. In fact, Canada's going to pull out of Kyoto, it looks like, because they want to develop the tar sands and can't do that. We have never been, the United States has never been a part of Kyoto. And the Kyoto protocol, it ends next year anyway. So the question is, how do they go forward with this? But it appears to be on the local level, on the state levels, on the corporate level. And they're not too concerned about the governments themselves anymore. And there were 5,000 files of private emails leaked. Again, another climate gate leak. But not much too exciting. But if you are interested, go to that website, IceCap, and look at what's going on, and we will talk more about that next week. So let's get to the issue at hand here of these bills that are being pushed through Congress. What would you like to talk about first, Rosalyn, the Social Security heist or the Social Security section of the American Jobs Act or the thought crimes and police state? Shall we start with Social Security?
Let's start with Social Security because the vote could come as early as this Friday. The U.S. Senate is resurrecting the American Jobs Act provision, Section 101 and 102, that will reduce the amount of withholding taken out of your paycheck for Social Security. But in addition, it also reduces your employer's contribution to your Social Security withholding. But under federal law, you still have to pay a certain amount into Social Security. If you don't, then you'll have less benefits. And what this whole thing does is it undermines the income stream for Social Security. And I object to it because not only does it make people have to pay a lump sum at tax time to bring their Social Security payments up to the legal level, but also it allows corporations to reduce the amount that they contribute to each employee. And the corporations have had enough tax breaks at this time. So Senator Harry Reid is going to bring up this American Jobs Act under the cloak that this is a middle-class tax cut. But what it really does is undermine the Social Security system and will reduce the income going into the Social Security system. So you have to know that your employer, if this passes, will no longer be taking out his share of your Social Security funds that he would normally contribute to all employees. And this is a disaster for all of us. So if you want to talk about this, you can call your elected officials, any member of the U.S. Senate, and here's the telephone number. It's 866-220-0044, or you can call their offices directly, but toll-free, it's 866-220-0044, and the middle-class tax break isn't a tax break because we'll be on the hook for making the payments at tax time that aren't taken out over time through the course of a year for Social Security.
So basically, you need to call your representative, your and tell them you oppose Section 101 of the American Jobs Act.
And 102.
101 and 102.
Two.
So, Rosalind, I'm sure you have this posted on your website.
Yes, I do. In the Social Security section on agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and that's the Social Security section, agriculturedefensecoalition.org.
Okay, thank you. And so those of you that are interested, jot that down, the phone number for Washington, and you can call on these other bills that are going through. You can call that same number. You can lodge your concerns about all of these things that are being railroaded through Congress. That's 866-220-0044, and you just ask for your representative. And so that's an important issue. And then the Congress is voting next week to explicitly create a police state. And this article says, if you thought police brutality was bad, wait until you see what Congress wants to do next week. And this is transferring power to the president. The power is so broad that even U.S. citizens could be swept up by the military, and the military could be used far from any battlefield, even within the United States itself. The worldwide indefinite detention without charge or trial provision in Senate 1867, the National Defense Authorization Act bill, will be on the Senate floor on Monday. That's a very important bill. I would suggest that you look at it. I'm looking here for the Senate 1867. And I'll be posting both of these on my website, aworldalert.com. But this is really worth looking at because it's part of an ongoing trend. Of course, we've seen where we've used drones to kill American citizens abroad. The question of whether American citizens have any rights if they're deemed to be a terrorist. And now they're bringing a lot of military home and saying they're going to use these troops. Everyone knows they're deploying 20,000 troops on U.S. soil, and that violates posse comitatus and the Constitution. So everyone understands that staging troops within the U.S. to, quote, help out with civil unrest and crowd control, unquote, increases the danger of overt martial law. We've seen a lot of brutality in these Occupy movement situations, and I personally saw military assault vehicles in Stamford. The police was exhibiting these vehicles at a citizens' party-like event over by a recreation center, and one was an amphibious assault vehicle, and the other was a spy vehicle. And they were letting people look at these things and climb on board and see them. And my concern is, when are they going to start turning those weapons on us, spying on us? And there's also plans to buy drone airplanes to use to monitor American citizens. So this is another big market for the people manufacturing these drone airplanes. But the question is, how much privacy should we have as citizens, and what rights do we have under this war on terrorism? Even our thoughts are monitored. I've known that for a long time. I found out over 10 years ago that there was a no-fly list, and some peace action people were pulled out of line. They were going to go to Washington to protest the School of America's in Milwaukee. They were in line to get on the plane, and they were pulled out of line and told they were on a no-fly list. They were mostly priests and nuns, elderly people, because peace action is one of the original anti-nuclear groups, and they were not allowed to fly. By the time they were cleared, the sheriff has to come and clear you, and by the time they were allowed to fly, the plane had left. And so I was very careful 10 years ago when I was going to South Africa for the environment conference. I toned down things I sent out on the internet. I was very careful because I didn't want to get to the airport and find out that I was on the no-fly list. So it has a way of self-policing people. And it's very intimidating. And then they say, oh, it's okay, you can fly. But sometimes they don't say that. Sometimes they don't let you fly and they don't reimburse you for your plane ticket. And so this stuff has been creeping for a long time. And now this bill next week to explicitly create a police state. Did you want to talk some on this, the provisions of this?
What I want to say is that we need to contact our elected officials and say that, in other words, putting the military presence in the United States starts us on our way to a police state. And we have to be aware that this might not be in our best interest. So there's an amendment going to be offered by Senator Udall this week or next week coming up to take out those provisions. And so I think we should support that amendment, and we should ask that those provisions be removed. And the way you can do that is to contact your elected officials, either at the toll-free office or through your own, in other words, their local offices in your area, and let them know how you feel about this, because I think it's important that we bring our voice forward and that we know what the legislation that they're trying to pass is and work to not be intimidated, but also to have our rights protected by our elected officials.
Yeah, I see that. That's it says there's one way to stop this dangerous legislation. Senator Mark Udall of Colorado is offering the Udall Amendment, so you can call in and say you support that amendment. That will delete the harmful provisions and replace them with a requirement for an orderly congressional review of detention power. The Udall Amendment will make sure that the bill matches up with American values. Of course, our values are that you're innocent until proven guilty. But under these kind of laws, you would be assumed guilty. They would be able to lock you up and not try you, not charge you with anything. And so this is a way for the Senate to say no to indefinite detention without charge or trial anywhere in the world where any president decides to use the military. Instead of simply going along with a bill that was drafted in secret and is being jammed through the Senate, the Udall Amendment deletes the provisions and sets up an orderly review of detention power. It tries to take the politics out and put American values back in. So I certainly recommend that you get engaged in that issue. And we have another issue that's taking place on Long Island next Tuesday, December 6th, Suffolk County, New York, is going to hear a proposal to ban chemtrails. And that meeting is going to take place. There's going to be a hearing at the Riverhead Legislative Auditorium, 300 Censure Drive in Riverhead, New York, at 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, December 6th. And, Rosalyn, I know you've worked some on this, and you're not too happy with the way it has been written, but there are efforts to change it. So let's talk a little bit about that. And I want to tell the audience you're listening to Live Well with Cantwell. I'm Pauline Cantwell, and have my guest Rosalyn Peterson from Agriculture Defense Coalition in California with me, and you're listening to 1490 WGCH in Greenwich. And Rosalyn, let's talk about this.
Well, first of all, people can get more information and by contacting Long Island Skywatch, the website. There's information there on the meeting, the dates, lots of information. And they have been working very, very hard to get legislation passed in order to have people become aware that geoengineering and atmospheric programs that release aluminum and barium, strontium, and other and salts, weather modification programs, are occurring and are proposed to occur even on a more severe basis if geoengineering programs are escalated in the near future. So what happens is that the Long Island Skywatch has been working very, very hard to work out legislation that would, in other words, open it up to public comment, public debate, and would start to let people know that these things are happening atmospherically and to provide a mechanism that would allow for these things to be voted against and the people to be represented in their opposition to having these atmospheric releases ongoing, which would negatively impact air quality, water quality, soils, could lower crop production, especially if you reduce the amount, you change the soil pH, and also from the chemicals, and also that you reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth. There is a number of issues, and the legislature is going to be considering this issue next Tuesday, and we're hoping that everyone will go to Long Island Skywatch, the website, and also to those on Long Island will participate in this discussion, because human health is a real big issue with the type of aerosol and atmospheric releases that are taking place or and will take place in the future.
Now, this has kind of gone viral on the Internet. It's coming through from Global Research, which is a group in Canada. It is the first time a bill like this would be passed, so it is important. It was initiated by Cindy Pakulas and her husband, Jim, who spoke here at the library. I set up a program, and she spoke in January of last year. And I know you've been working with them, and it was finalized by legislator Edward Romaine, the first district in Suffolk County. And so,
well, it wasn't finalized. It's going to be introduced by him.
Oh, it was fine. Well, it says this thing I'm reading says the bill was finalized and proposed. So, but it's still being drafted, I think, or still.
Well, the bill can change because the committees and the legislature can amend it. So there's going to be changes going along this process before there's a vote, yes or no, to implement this particular legislation. And that's what we're working on at this particular juncture in time, to make it as good as possible and also to support the legislature and letting the legislature know that people are supporting legislation which would protect public health, air, water, and soils.
So thank you for the work you've done on that. I know you have been working on it and are still working on it because it is important. It brings this to people's attention of what's happening, and this is Long Island Skywatch, and I know New York Skywatch, Jeff Brady, has been involved in this too, and so Jeff has been on my show here, and he spoke at the same program at the library last January, and so we're happy to see awareness growing of this issue of the jet contrails creating clouds, and then the rising levels of aluminum and things in our soil and in our water. And I met with some people with our city tree services last week and talked to them about the trees dying and these storms, these high winds that are killing trees. So all these issues come together, and Rosalind and I try to make you aware of action on them.
Well, I want to say just one brief comment here. I want to say that Cindy Pakulas is the driving force behind this to get this, to educate the legislators. She's worked hard to present factual material, and she's worked very hard to move this issue at the grassroots level. And that's, if we have objections, this is where we have to go, is to the grassroots and to make our case with documentation and to make our case so that we are protected and the citizens are protected before any atmospheric programs are implemented that could impact all of us in negative ways. And so I just want to say that credit goes to Long Island Skywatch and all the effort that they have made on this. And if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't be proposed as upcoming legislation for a vote.
I agree with you. When Cindy spoke here last year, people thought she was brilliant. I mean, she brought all the issues together, and she gave an excellent PowerPoint presentation. She really is so good at putting the issues together, and this is really, really monumental because it's the first time that this has been proposed in this way. And so I do plan to go out to Long Island and go to this meeting. So I don't know if we want to talk any about the other Social Security issue, or did only thing that we have to know about is Sections 101 and 102. Let's just go over that a little bit, Sections 101 and 102.
Right. In other words, your tax burden in Social Security will come at tax time instead of a small amount being taken out of your paycheck every month. And they're reducing the amount that would be taken out of your paycheck so that you will have to pay a lump sum into your Social Security at the end. The bill, this bill that they're introducing, the American Jobs Act, this section of it, 102 and 101, those two sections also allow corporations to avoid paying into Social Security their share of employee Social Security benefits. And so what happens is that this will undermine Social Security because it undermines the funding stream for it. So we have to oppose this. So please contact your senators and your congressmen and let them know how you feel about this, because our seniors depend on this. And when you undermine the funding, you undermine them.
And do go to Roslyn's website, agriculturedefensecoalition.org.
Yes.
And to the Social Security section. And on there, she does have a video that's quite good, Retirement Heist. So we thank you for listening to us. You've been listening to Roslyn Peterson and Pauline Cantwell on Live Well with Cantwell. Join us again next week. Thank you, Roslyn.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Live Well with Cantwell. We hope this show will have inspired you to get involved with the issues. Let's make this world a cleaner, brighter place for us and our children. Let's get our blue skies back.
Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
News now.